We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium, or in just a few days, this Thursday, at the Nokia Theater in downtown Los Angeles. For tickets and more information, go to our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is, of course, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, you've heard that remote-controlled drone aircraft are being used overseas for surveillance and attacks. Well, somebody in the U.S. wants to use a drone for its own nefarious purposes. Who is it?
Okay, I think I know. Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. From WBEZ in Chicago, it's an incoming missile.
Radio station.
What kind of
radio station? A public radio station?
Yes, a public radio station wants a drone. Yes. Now, when you hear the... I know. When you hear...
Don't they already have a drone? Isn't that called a pledge drive?
Yeah.
What, am I right? We all hate it. Come on.
NPR affiliate KBIA in Missouri say they want to fly an unmanned drone around to, quote, collect media. That's a lot cleaner, easier, more efficient than sending in Terry Gross to take them out hand to hand.
You'll be very whispery, though. Be very quiet.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming and looking at you. Very calm. Yeah.
No, but I'm curious on what
It's radio, so what would they get in video footage?
Yeah, apparently they'd want, it's like a cheaper version of a news copter, I guess. I'm not quite sure what the idea was.
So you can blackmail people to donate.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing in the backyard. Call in the next 10 minutes. It's the tote bag or your marriage, which is more important.